Have you wondered about what happened in Mesopotamia 5,000 years ago? Even if you didn't, here you go!
Mesopotamia was originally located in modern-day Iraq/Iran, in between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, which they used for easier transportation, settling in small circular houses. Mesopotamia derives from the word meso, which means between or in the middle of, and potamia, meaning river, making Mesopotamia the land between rivers. The Sumerians were originally nomadic people of Semitic speech who invaded/infiltrated whenever they got the opportunity, stationing there and making a smooth transition to semi-nomadic and then fully integrated members of society.
People in Mesopotamia used chariots to move around. Chariots was the first personal transportation, and it has been used for years in warfare, sport, and for other typical uses. They were usually used for personal transportation by the wealthy and royalty. Chariots is a two-wheeled vehicle pulled by 2 to 4 horses. The riders would stand on the chariot. They were used to smash enemy lines so there would be a gap for the rest of the army. The people in Mesopotamia also used boats to travel. Boat traveling was used for the military army, individuals, and cargo. They also transported kings and statues of gods in religious ceremonies. The winds blew in the same direction as the river currents. Sailboats were not usually used on the rivers and canals of Mesopotamia, so moving upstream could only be accomplished by paddling, rowing, punting, or towing the vessel.
People in Mesopotamia 5,000 years ago had enough technology to have a stable food supply to last them until the next harvest season. This was thanks to the fact that they had invented irrigation, but the area in Mesopotamia was not rich in metal, minerals, and timber, so they had to trade. People around the Mesopotamian area had plenty of those things, but little food. So everyone had to establish trade routes with everyone around Mesopotamia because people outside of Mesopotamia were rich in the things that Mesopotamia did not have, and vice versa. So once they had established trade routes, they started trading with the Egyptians, Turks, and whoever lives in the Indus Valley and Africa. The people who lived in Mesopotamia had supplied people with grain so that in exchange they would get metal and minerals. When the Mesopotamians started to trade, unlike most civilizations at the time, they did not use coins. This was because once the trading started, Mesopotamia had stuff that people wanted, so they traded that because outside of Mesopotamia, the resources they traded were scarce. But then, once everyone else had food, then everyone in Mesopotamia started using coins because food then wasn't a big problem.
Where do you think buildings and architecture came from? Well, the people in ancient Mesopotamia thought that building was a legendary gift from their many gods. Guess how many gods they had? Over 3,000. That's a big number. With their many gods, they had to worship them, so they built ziggurats. You probably knew that, but do you know they had diverse kinds of ziggurats for various kinds of gods? For example, the ziggurat of Ur was named after Ur-Nammu and was/is in the city of Ur near Nasiriya, I probably butchered that, which now is a city in Iraq. Did you want to know what they used to create the ziggurats? Not stone, not clay, not wood. They used mud. They sunbaked mud to make terracotta. Wowza! Those are some facts about Mesopotamian architecture. Bonus question! What are the unique characteristics of Mesopotamian architecture?
What did parts of Mesopotamia do for war? The kingdoms of ancient Mesopotamia and the territories they occupied were very vulnerable to attacks since the Tigris and Euphrates area has little natural boundaries. I wonder how many times they have gotten attacked before, since Sumer did not have a professional or famous army, so I do not really know what they would do when they needed to get involved with fights. They would not win any without an army, but they had trained soldiers anyway in case the king decided to go to war with other civilizations in the region around them. The Assyrians, however, did things differently because soldiers had a requirement where they had to fight in battles/wars every third year of their military service. So technically, all over Mesopotamia, they had their own unique ways of fighting and they were not the same. I am now going to switch over to the second question. How did trading go in Mesopotamia? You would think that they would have made it easy to trade in Mesopotamia, but you may be wrong. Sometime around 1700 BC, Assyrians set up a trading outpost in Kanesh, Anatolia. They traveled over 1,000 miles to present-day Turkey just to trade. I would have been so tired by then if I had to travel that far. Some Mesopotamian cities established all the way up and all the way down the two rivers with trade. And if you ask me, that is very long distance to cover. Most grains, oils, and textiles were taken out of Babylonia and taken to other cities outside and traded for things that Mesopotamia could not produce very often. Timber, wine, precious metals, and stones were traded for the grains and oils. Merchants used multiple ways of transporting goods depending on what they were carrying. Even a long time ago, they were still smart on how to do things efficiently.